The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 19th of September, 2008. It was on this day in 1819 that John Keats wrote the last of his odes entitled To Autumn, a poem the critic Harold Bloom calls as close to perfect as any shorter poem in the English language, and which begins, "Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core." It's the birthday of the writer William Golding, born in 1911 in St. Columb Minor in Cornwall. Started writing when he was just a child. Worked as an actor, a sailor, teacher, published a book of poems in 1934. Then went to fight in World War II. He took part in the Normandy invasion. Afterward went back to teaching and writing. But he was haunted by the war. He said, "Man produces evil as a bee produces honey." Wrote four novels, none of them got published, and then a novel about a group of schoolboys stranded on an island who descend into brutality and chaos. Rejected by 21 publishers, but he kept sending it out, and finally it came out in 1954, Lord of the Flies. It was a huge success. It was on this day in 1991 that the body of Ötzi, the Iceman, was found in the Alps between Austria and Italy, discovered by German tourists who thought it was a recent corpse, but tests showed that, in fact, the man had been alive more than 5,000 years ago. He was of the Neolithic people in Europe. And from examining the corpse, scientists concluded that Neolithic people were more sophisticated than had been imagined. He was wearing clothes made of leather and woven grass, carried weapons made from copper. He had tattoos. He carried mushrooms with antibacterial properties and a fire-starting kit. And it was on this day in 1846 the poets Elizabeth Barrett and Robert Browning eloped to Italy. He had just read her collection of poems and written her a fan letter. They started corresponding. Barrett was 40 years old. She was an invalid. Her father wouldn't let her leave the house. She only got to see one or two people outside her immediate family. Browning was 34. He was athletic, and he took her to Italy, and they lived happily there until she died 15 years later. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear entitled Laundry. My mother stands in this black and white arrangement of shadows in the sunny backyard of her marriage, struggling to pin the white ghosts of her family on the line. I watch from my blanket on the grass as my mother's blouses lift and billow, bursting with the day. My father's white work shirts wave their empty sleeves at me, and my own little shirts and pants flap and exult like flags in the immaculate light. It is mid-century, and the future lies just beyond the white borders of this snapshot. Soon that wind will get the better of her and her marriage. Soon the future I live in will break through those borders and make a photograph of her. But for now, the shirts and blouses are joyous with her in the yard as she stands with a wooden clothespin in her mouth, struggling to keep the bedsheets from blowing away. A poem by George Bilgear, Laundry, from The Good Kiss, published by the University of Akron Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. www.theritersalmanac.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.